This just kind of blows my mind. But King David, trying to sum it up this way in Psalms 139, verse 7 through 10. He says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven..." Now we just looked at the heavens. We just saw what we can see with our microscopes, our telescopes. There's more than that. And God created it all. And He says, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. Is there any place that God is not? He went on to say, if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Wow. God's big. God's big. He equally inhabits His creation. You cannot go to a place that God is not equally present anywhere in His creation. God even inhabits the uninhabited part of creation, which is probably most of it. Well, we believe it's most of it. What we know, it's most of it. So I, you know, when I saw this video, and it made me want to just go, wow. Our God is an awesome God. That's why I said a while ago, we do not have words to adequately ascribe unto Him the glory, the honor, the majesty that's due His name. If we had to, we couldn't. Because God is big. He lives in eternity past, eternity present, eternity future, and He equally inhabits every part of His creation. He is big. Now scientists tell us, now this blows my mind, scientists tells us that the universe, now I don't know if this is true, and I don't know if they know this is true, but the universe expands at the speed of light. God does not expand. God is complete. God doesn't get bigger. He's complete. But the universe expands at the speed of light. If that is the case, it looks like eventually the universe will get bigger than the Creator. But guess what? It'll never happen. God is big. Now I'm saying all this because I want to stretch your thinking on, I mean, because a lot of people's God is not very big. Let me say it another way. Their concept of God is not very big. And in our minds, we limit what God can do in our life because of the image that we have of the God that we serve. A few weeks ago, we taught on the law of capacity. Remember the law of capacity? That you can only receive from God in correlation to your capacity to receive. If you're dipping gold with a thimble or a 5 gallon bucket, which one has the greater capacity? 5 gallon bucket. Are y'all out there today? Y'all gonna be a good crowd today? Look at your neighbor, say, "Wake up." Am I gonna have to stand on my head? You would, that would not be a pretty sight. Not at all. You can receive from God in correlation to your capacity to receive. Now you can't increase a thimble. You can't increase a 5 gallon bucket. But you can increase the capacity of your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions to receive from God. Your spiritual man has the ability to grow and increase. And one of the things that we need to do is to realize the awesomeness of our God. He is not contained in a body. He is everywhere equally. we're not sending prayers to heaven. You don't have to send prayers to the throne. You ever heard the old expression, we're just bombarding the gates? I don't have to bombard the gates. God lives in me. He lives in you. He's everywhere equally at the same time. You know, it amazes me. I wonder how many people are praying right now. I wonder how many people are talking to God right now in this universe. Probably a bunch. He hears every one of them. That's pretty big. So when I saw this video, and as I began to think, number one, God is big. Is He bigger than my problem? Is He bigger than my concern? Is He bigger than my fear? Is He bigger than my cares? Is He bigger than anything that I could ever face in my life? Is He bigger than Satan? Huge. Satan is not omnipresent. Did you know that? Satan is not omnipresent. He's not in all places at one time. He is a fallen angel. He has lots of helpers. Some of them are demons and some of them are human demons. He has lots of helpers. Did y'all get that? Okay. He has lots of helpers. Some of them are even Christians. Did you get that? Just make sure you're not one of them. He has lots of imps, human and unhuman. Okay. But he is not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. He's not everywhere at the same time. He can't read your mind. Satan cannot read your mind. And there's a lot of things he don't know till you tell him. You ought to be smart enough not to tell him some stuff. Okay? But see, in some people's theology, they think here God is and He's right up here and Satan's right under Him in power. No way, Jose. There's no comparison. There is no one who even compares to our God. The limiting factor is the capacity that we have where He is concerned. And we really need to get a revelation of who God is and what He is. As good as we can, because you'll never get it all. You just can't. You don't have the instruments. You don't have the equipment to fully fathom God. You know what Moses said one time? He says, God, I want to see You. God said, you know what? You can't look at Me. You don't have the instruments to look at Me and live. He says, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put you in the cleft of a rock and I'll cover it and I'll walk by. He said, I want to see You. He said, I'll let You see My goodness. Just one attribute of God. He said, I'll let You see My goodness. And he held His hand over the cleft of the rock and He walked by and Moses got to see the back part of His garment. And when he left that place, he glowed like an angel. He did not have the instrument to comprehend the God that we serve. He's just too vast. He's too big. And you think, can you imagine how stupid it was? Can I say stupid? I just did, didn't I? How stupid Adam was to think he could hide from the presence of God. Remember when he sinned? First thing he did, God's presence in the garden. God hollering at him, where are you at? God knew where he was at because he was where he was at. Did you get that? Because he's everywhere. God didn't say, where are you, Adam? Because he didn't know. He was just getting Adam to realize some stuff. He says, well, I was afraid and I hid myself. No, you didn't hide yourself, you dummy. You just thought you was hiding yourself. He was right there all the time. You don't hide from God. I get tickled at people sometimes. They're going to hide things from the preacher. they're going to hide some of their language or some of their other stuff or some of their acts. We've got to hide it from the preacher. Dude, you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about the preacher. Preacher's not your judge. Anything that you do, anything that you think, God can tell you what you're going to think before you can think it. He knows it already. Everything is naked and open in the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He's huge. You just think you're hiding something. You're not hiding anything. You can't hide from this God. He sees all. He knows all. He has all. He's too vast for you to hide from. So you might as well just get real. Okay, the first thing that I saw when I saw this video and as I thought about this, how big God is. I did not describe how big He is because He's vastly, He's unfathomable. We just can't fathom how big He is. Number two, I realize how little I am. Did anybody see the movie Horton Hears a Who? Anybody see that? Ricky saw Horton Hears a Who. What was that about? These people that, was it a dandelion? I hadn't seen it, but they lived on this dandelion and they was just a little old bitty thing, and Horton found out that there's this whole world that lives on this little deal that he carried it around. And sometimes we think, no, we don't think that. We don't realize how insignificant we really are. We live on a speck in the universe. We live on a speck in the universe. Now this ought to say something to us. Number one, you and I are not the center of the universe. You and I are not that significant in eternity. The effect that we have in eternity is minute. We live on a speck in the universe. In the vastness of the universe, it's a speck. And we're like a speck on the speck. That kind of blows my mind. Do you know what the subject of the Bible is? God. And somehow we thought we were the subject of the Bible. In the book, Crazy Love, that we'll be reading, in one of the chapters, Francis Chan uses the illustration of a guy who had a 2/5 of a second part in a movie. This movie is made about this subject, and this guy just has this, he's on the screen for less than a second. And he said it would be crazy for him to rent the theater and call and invite all of his friends to come and see this movie that was made about him. You say, that's crazy. Isn't that kind of how we see ourselves sometimes? That we think the whole universe, the whole world, everything revolves around us. That we are the subject of all of this. Really, we're not. God is the subject of it all. We are so insignificant in the whole scheme of everything. I got to thinking about that. Now, if you have an inferiority complex, that probably... But yeah, I know it. I'm unworthy. That's not what I'm talking about. If you have a superiority complex, that should put you in your place. You are not the subject of this story. You are not the subject of the universe. It's God and His love and His mercy and His grace. That's the story of the Bible. That's the story of the existence that we live in. That is the story of the world. It's God, not us. So that's the second thing I realize. Now, the third thing that I realized was this. That this awesome God who inhabits the universe chose mankind to show His love to. We need to realize all three of these things. Number one, how big God is. Number two, how insignificant we are. Number three, this great God chose us. He chose me. He chose you to show His love to. He could have done it any way He wanted to do it, and He chose to do it this way. Psalms 8 says this. He says, when I consider the heavens, let me just read it real quick. Psalms 8. Flip there with me. I'll have that marked by the second service. Psalms 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. That takes on a different meaning, doesn't it? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, that's what we're doing today. We're considering His heavens, His creation. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained. Everybody say ordained. What is man? What is man? What is man that you are mindful of him? Now, if we could think for a while, the vastness of the creation and the detail that God went into in His creation. There's a caterpillar in God's creation that has over 250 muscles in its head. You think He's a God of detail? A bug, something that you step on. It's got 250-something muscles in its head. God is a stickler when it comes to details. If we could look at His creation and see all the vastness of His wisdom and His what He did and the things that probably never will be seen by human eyes, that He took such great detail to create. And there's such a balance in everything that He did. He did everything on purpose and He did everything intricately. And said, when I consider the works of your hands, the moons, the stars, what is man that you're mindful of him? Why did you think about us? Here you are, this huge God. Here we are, this speck on a speck. And why are you even mindful of us? We are the object of His love. We are the object of His grace. We are the object of His mercy. Do you think that we ought to be appreciative? No one should ever tell you when you're in a worship service, folks, let's worship. If somebody has to tell you to worship, then you don't get it. Well, I don't like... Who cares? He's an awesome God. He's worthy of worship. We don't worship the music. We don't worship the singers. We don't worship the preacher. We worship the awesome God. Well, I'm uncomfortable. Jesus got pretty uncomfortable on the cross, didn't he? When we begin to realize that we are the object of His love, why would we be half-hearted? And this is what crazy love's about. This is what this book is going to be about. This book is going to challenge you to your toes. I pray it does. I pray that this be a transforming 10 or 11 weeks that we have in these life groups. We are, folks, we are so prideful and so egotistical and so self-centered in so many of our ways. And I pray that God would shake us to our toes when we see who He is, who we are, and what He, this wonderful Creator, has chosen us, chosen the earth, chosen man out of everything that He has created to show the highest expression of His love to. Why would we waste our life on trivial things? When He says, bring me into your life and see what I can do. And we're indifferent and half-hearted about that. When we would substitute alcohol or drugs or another relationship or sports or busyness or jobs or anything, that we would allow anything like that to get in between us and this awesome God. Why would we ever do that? It's because we don't understand who He is and what He's worthy of. He is worthy of much more than we give Him. You know the angels that live in His presence? You know what they do? They fly around Him. And they say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. I don't think it's holy, holy, holy. I think it's holy, holy, holy. Because I think they see aspects of Him that they've never seen before. And if the angels are... You know, if an angel appeared in here today, you would be awed. It's not a little fat baby with wings. You would be awed by His presence. And that creature is awed by the presence of God. We should be too. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank You. Thank You so much that You loved us. I'm going to ask my prayer team to come at this time. You loved us so much. You loved us immensely. You, the great Creator, us, just a part of the creation. And above everything that You created, You chose us to give Your love to. We worship You today, Father. I pray, God, that we would judge ourselves today and get rid of anything that would stand between our love for You. Strike our hearts with the awesomeness and the potential of this today. In Jesus' name. If you're here today and you got any kind of need in your life, we're going to open this up. We've got these who will come and pray with you. Maybe you need to get right with God today. Maybe there are areas of your life that you've got idols. An idol is anything that stands between you and God. It could be sports. It could be your children. It could be your spouse. It could be your job. It could be your stuff. It could be anything. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. If you've got any kind of need today, anything that you need to pray about today, we're opening this up right now for you to come. You may need healing in your body. You may be dealing with some stuff. We want you to come and let God minister to you today in Jesus' name. Would you come? Others.